Barry Nelson here for Monitor 66, the best weekend sound around. And here's the sound of Tootie's Trumpets and Surf Delamore. Monitor, covering everything of interest in the weekend world, from the topical to the musical to the comical. And we're also aware that this is National Laugh Week. Smile when you say that, partner. We observe it in the best possible way with what follows on Monitor, on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs around the world. Our star, Bob Newhart, at the Tidelands Club in Houston, Texas. In this bit, he's the captain of a submarine.
Men, I know you're all anxious to be reunited with your loved ones. In some cases, your wives. But we have a few moments before we surface, and I've just jotted down some things that I think are kind of important. I wouldn't take the time if I didn't. First of all, I think we ought to give the cooks a standing ovation for the wonderful job they've done. So if you men want to stand now, and let's really hear it for the cooks. I don't think you men realize the difficult problem it is aboard a submarine to... You men want to stand now for the cooks? Come on now, men, let's let bygones be bygones and hear it for the cooks, huh? Look, men, I'm not going to surface until I hear it for the cooks. All right, that's a little better. Today, as we add another glorious page to the history of the USS Codfish, I think it's important that we reflect on some of the past glories of the Codfish, for the most Japanese tonnage sunk, being comprised of 5 freighters and 15 aircraft carriers, a truly enviable record. However, it stands as the largest peacetime tonnage ever seen. Our voyage has received a lot of coverage in the newspaper, and I'd like to present our side of it. I think our firing on Miami Beach can best be termed ill-timed. It happened on what they call in the newspaper business a slow news day, and as a result received a lot more space than I think it deserved, since it was the off season down there. Man, I think you'll agree I've been pretty lax as far as discipline is concerned, and Golly, nobody enjoys a joke more than I do. But I would like the executive officer returned. Now, we've looked in the torpedo tubes, we've looked in your bags, and I mean, it's been over 2 weeks, man, and we're just lucky that it wasn't the navigational officer, someone real important like that. Looking back on the mutiny, I think a lot of the trouble stemmed from the fact that you men weren't coming to me with your problems. As I told you, the door to my office is always open. I think you know why it's always open. That was stolen. I'd like that. It looks like the work of the same man. But since we started the cruise on such a low note, I think it's important that we try to end it on a high note. And to me, there is nothing more impressive in the Navy as a submarine breaks water to see a bunch of sailors in their dress blues as they come rushing up out of the that hole there and come to a parade rest. This to me is one of the men, I've just been notified that we'll be surfacing in just a moment, and you might be happy to know that you'll be gazing on the familiar skyline of either New York City or Buenos Aires. Is that I can't dismiss, man, that's all.
Monitor on stage with Bob Newhart. Well, some of you Sunday drivers are going to be very confused if you happen to spot a sign on a Long Island Parkway. At a place where they're working on the road, the sign there says Utopia Improvement Society. Well, it's nice to know that somebody's out there trying to improve on the idea. You're on the monitor, Beacon. Monitor 66, listen as you go radio. I'm Barry Nelson, and the other day I heard about a man who left the state of New Jersey without paying a tax bill of $8.49. He went to a small town in Africa. But the tax collector is a very persistent fellow. He tracked the man down, sent him a letter, and a check came back in the mail with a note that said, "Here's the money for your lousy taxes." Bones, two of a kind. Monitor presents Jonathan Winters, Impressions of Improbable People. Brought to you by Autolite. Fine quality parts for all cars. You're always right with Autolite.
The Adventures of Dick Tracy. We join Dick and his partner Sam Catchum at an auto parts store seconds after a daring daylight holdup. As they show mugshots of suspects...
That's him! He took all my cash and a set of self-cleaning Autolite spark plugs.
It's Piston Puss, Sam.
Head of the piston ring?
Right, maybe we can still catch him.
In an instant, the two intrepid law officers are in hot pursuit. Then...
Oh, no, Tracy, we'll never catch him in all this rush hour traffic.
Wait, Sam, see that smoke rising above those cars? Don't let it out of your sight. Okay, Piston Puss, pull over.
Tracy, how'd you find me in all this traffic?
Simple, Piston Puss. You obviously didn't have time to install your new set of self-cleaning Autolite spark plugs. All that wasted gasoline going up in smoke left us a perfect trail.
As Dick says, you're always right with Autolite.
Today we're interviewing a typical Iowa farmer who will tell us some of the problems he has had during the past year on his huge farm here.
Well, my name is Melvin Gohard, and I'm with the Gohard brothers.
Your chickens laid a record number of eggs this year, and we were very interested in knowing what you did to cause this tremendous productivity on the part of your hens.
Well, that's a long collegiate question there, but I will say this. It's very simple. I've got a family of 12, and that's the missus and 10 other kids. That we've never named them anything but boys and girls. Isn't that unusual in our little valley? You'll hear Tom or Hard. We have an occasional neighbors come over, and they'll say, what's his name? I just say, boy. He's a boy. And what's her name? Girl. Boy and girl. And we think it's unusual. We have no betterness. And one boy doesn't have to go up to have his name changed or anything like that. Just, hey, boy. And they all come, too. That's another thing. Hey, boy. And they run. And the girls stand there. You asked me this with regard to chickens, right, and laying of eggs. What we did is this. We get me and the missus and the kids, that's 12 of us, as I say, get dressed up as weasels once a week. Little weasels. And we go in there and make wild sounds, put on a record, and boy, there's eggs right up to your earlobes.
What is that you're building over there where some of the rains have washed out part of the farm there?
That's a fall-in shelter.
Fall in.
Yeah, that's right. In case of anything, you just fall into it.
I see. Well, what do you expect to raise next year now?
Raise cane. That's funny down where we're from. It'll lay a big bomb on the radio, but boy, when you just say raise cane, the folks down home are going to die when they hear that. A lot of them have to.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gohard. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you, sir. I've enjoyed some of it.
Jonathan Winters, a regular each weekend on Monitor. Well, it's been said that time is a great healer, but a very poor beauty doctor. Time is money and a lot of other things, which we'll hear about in this song by the Pasio Sico Singers.
Some people run, some people crawl, some people don't. Some roads lead home, some roads lead back, some roads are bathed in light, some wrapped in fearful black. Time, oh time. Some Some folks treat me mean, some treat me kind. Most folks just go their way, don't pay me any mind. Time, oh time,
pleasant music there.
Attention, please. Flight 3.
When the New York Airways copters first landed on the Pan Am building, only Astrid and Marty on the ground crew smoked L&M's. Now John Meehan's come over. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Here spanning the continent on NBC Radio. In Helena, Montana, we're heard on KBLL, the station that serves the area between Yellowstone and Glacier Parks. Right now, Helena, we must leave you for a moment. But we'll be back. This is Barry Nelson for Monitor.
Monitor for new sports music on the NBC Radio Network.